But I observed how Andy was just getting into fights with everyone. And I thought, you know, come on, this is foolish. You're just dissipating your energy. And I told him this. And he got upset. And he got upset, and that's perfectly fine if you get upset by a criticism. But what he did was he allowed or basically gave tacit permission or encouraged, I don't know what, but he basically gave tacit permission to this individual Zoom to just lie blatantly about me, about all kinds of things, and just going on and on. This guy has done like 3 or 4 streams about me that have lasted multiple hours, trying to nitpick at everything in my life, trying to get something at me. You know, one of the things that he's said, this Zoom individual has said, is that I live in my studio. Now, as you can see, let me just see if you can see it here. I'm going to pick up my computer and show the audience, right? This is my studio, right? This is where I come to shoot my videos. Now, you're going to see something here, if you don't mind my... wait, let me see. Let me just... It's kind of awkward to put in the camera. You see all these T-shirts that are lying there?
Right? Yeah.
The reason that I have those T-shirts is because, see, I usually like prepare 3 or 4 videos, and I shoot them all in one day. I shoot them all in one day, and during the week, I edit them. And so, of course, so it doesn't seem that I shot them all in a single day. I change T-shirts. That's what I do. It's not that I live here, because as you can see, this is a studio that doesn't
so
have a
nice.
Bathroom.
We get an inside look into the studio of CRP. That's amazing.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, as you can see, wait, let me just
so
show
there's
you.
A door, and then it's one room only.
It's one room only, and this is this door. Let me just show you. Oh, it's no trouble at all to show you. This is going out the door, and that's down the hallway. And
wow.
So that's the hallway of this office building. And so I, you know, work here. And, well, you have a coffee maker, and the maid hasn't been showing up as of late. And so, yeah, like here's my desk, you know, I built this myself, you know, and with all the crap I have, I mean, I don't live in my studio. And those are the drawings of my children. You know, I have a daughter who's 5 and a son who's 3. My son is about to turn 4. Now, the thing is, see, this character, the reason I'm showing my studio is to show proof that I don't live in my studio, which is absurd. But this man would say these lies and other lies. And some of them quite serious, because at one point, Andy, Ethan, and I were discussing doing a business deal and doing a business project together. And it didn't work out. We had one conversation about it, and we had just differences of opinion, and it didn't work out. And that's that. That happens all the time. That means nothing. But in that conversation that was between Ethan, Andy, and myself, I had said that in this new project that we shouldn't give a equity position, that is a percentage of the business, to a couple of people who did not bring that much to the project. And rather than give them percentages, I said that we should pay them a flat salary. And I mentioned a couple of figures casually in the conversation, you know, 1,000 or 2,000 each per month for a couple of months, which is the duration of the project, which was perfectly reasonable for the task, okay? And I mentioned this, and Ethan was there, and Andy was there, and I was there, obviously, there I said this. And then later, Ethan, you know, is talking to Zoom, and Zoom is lying and saying that I wanted to cheat these individuals. And Ethan is just like acquiescing. He's like nodding along. You know, well, I don't know. And he knows that that's not true. And this individual, Zoom, is trying to paint me in the most negative light as if I'm trying to take advantage of these two individuals. And I wasn't trying to take advantage of these two individuals. I was simply saying that we shouldn't give them equity in this business, since, with all due respect to these people, they are technicians, and there are a lot of technicians who could do their job. And so why are we giving them a percentage of the business? Why don't we just simply pay them? And also, of course, when you have a business, a new business, it might succeed, it might fail. So why should people who are just doing a job run that risk? It's more fair to simply pay them.
Now, yeah, definitely. You know, employment is not a way to, it's not an illegal or unethical thing to do to employ people. There are people who are happy to be technicians. And in fact, they don't want to run the risk of having equity because they don't want that kind of risk.
Exactly. And so, like, the thing is, see, I made the suggestion. I never implied ever that I wanted us to take advantage of these two individuals who were friends of Andy's, by the way. I never said that. I said we should pay them a salary as opposed to give them percentages in the business, which I think is perfectly fair and reasonable. But this man, Zoom, is saying to Ethan that I had said that those people should not be paid. Ethan knew that that was a lie. He was in the conversation, and he said nothing. And there was also some back-channel stuff that I heard that he was sort of like agreeing with Zoom about who I was and things I've done, or let me phrase it, things I have not done, but Zoom claims that I have. I mean, the guy claims that I've never written a book. Fine. You know, I have multiple books published, and you can find them easily. The guy claims, he practically claims that I don't exist, that I'm like a figment of my own imagination and shit like that, okay? The guy lies with every breath that he takes. He throws lies one after the other, after the other, after the other, trying to see what will stick. And when something sticks, he runs with it. He lied about me not paying for my stay in Knoxville. He just lies about everything because he hates my guts. I don't know why. My only thinking is that Andy just said, you know, sick him, boy. And yeah, that's that, you know. So
no, look, I mean, Zoom has Andy, no direction.